Yes, this is Marvin. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. And are you calling to find a testing site near you?
My husband is 60, and we live in Mobile, Alabama, and we haven't heard anything about the 60-year-old group. What, can you tell me anything about that?
Okay, ma'am. Now you, for that. Now what we do here is just provide information on testing sites. Now you can go to the website, adph.org, or the cdc.gov for any additional information, ma'am. And it would give you information
on
that.
Okay, where do I go? To go to Alabama Department
adph.org.
All right, let me see if
that's,
I can.
That's the Alabama Department of Public Health website, or the cdc.gov, and that's the Center for Disease Control website.
Okay, and now I've got the Alabama Public Health pulled up. Where can I find it about when they notify? Okay, this is 312, COVID vaccination eligible.
Have you signed up? Have you pre-registered?
Oh, I've already had mine.
Well, I'm saying, have your husband pre-registered?
For what?
Okay, nobody's going to, if you have to pre-register, if you want the Alabama Department of Public Health to let you know when you can come in and get the vaccine, ma'am.
Okay, well, I just saw something here on this web. There's so many different web pages, and you go, and it doesn't take you, you know. But this says on your web page, Alabama Department of Public Health, it says on 312, vaccination eligibility be expanded for people 55 and older. And
that's
going
to be on the 27th of March. That's
okay. You know,
it should say that on the website.
Let's see.
But you would still have to. You would still have to register, ma'am.
Where
you would
still
you have
register?
To register? I can give you the telephone number that you can pre-register.
Okay. All right. Where's that number?
Okay, that number is 855-566-5333.
And I simply call there and get him registered, and then they give us a notification when it's available? Or do you know
okay,
how that works?
What you do, ma'am, is just give you information. They'll send it over to the county, your local county health department.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have the dates in the system, someone from your local county health department will contact you back.
All righty. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. If nothing else I can help you with, we do thank you for calling Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.